I see that some of you brought your children to the show.
We love you raising your children on this music.
That means they probably heard words at home that they'll hear at this show, correct? Might be time to stick your fingers in their little ears as well. No, this song is just, this is the song about American social culture. It has nothing to do with anything profane. In fact, it used to be a very, very risque song, but we've fortunately been here so long, that has changed. This is like Lawrence Welk compared to what's out there today. So I like to refer to this as a simple love song that goes all the way from the top of the hill to this first row to beyond to the parking lot after, where y'all are gonna get down. I know that the term tailgate in Wisconsin goes a long way past what most people define it as. And some people, I might even think of this song as a spiritual number. I realize that's a stretch, but who knows? Anyway, I'll just tell you that I wrote this song watching a couple late night in Atlanta, Georgia, just trying to figure things out. And country music was very suggestive at that time, and I just thought, I will write a song that will leave no doubt in anybody's mind what the subject matter is. And one day, I won a Battle of the Band contest with this, and against the Commodores. You may have heard of the Commodores. So this song strikes a fine chord in my heart. And then you think about Lionel Richie's great song that I got to sing on. That was one of those phone calls I got recently. And all I'm going to say is, if you put this song and the next song we're going to do together, for any English majors out there, these two phrases will compose a complete sentence. As goes like this. Why don't we get drunk and screw? ? Comma. All night long. Here comes a medley like you've never heard before. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here.